We are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 9, Text 44, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Translation, my dear Lord Nishimidev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forests to meditate in vows of silence, manavra. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Please repeat, my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forests to meditate with vows of silence on the ground. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. This is a decision of the Vaishnava, a pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can either go to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Naivo Vijay Kara Jarayan Vaitaranyaha. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17:28. Narayanam Padasarve Nakritas Chanam Vipyate. Swarka Varga Narakish Api Tulyarta Darshinaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment, and jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place, just so one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation. Although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity, a Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam Tva Asya Sharanam Brahmato Nivasya. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe life after life. But by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show of meditation, nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Om Vajnana Chirandasya Kananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Shaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaishyavati Deva Sahasrine. So thank you very much. Thank you, Tandaranga Prabhu, I don't know where he is. But I'm thanking him for inviting me to speak on the second day of the lead up to the Srila Prabhupada's Winter Marathon 2021. I feel very humbled in front of some of you very seasoned Sankata devotees to speak, but somehow I've been asked to speak, so I don't go on Sankirtan full time because I have so many other services over the years, but I have it in my blood, let's say. I was born into the Sankirtan movement. From the day I joined the movement, I was sent out to the airport, and this was in Chicago. And I was actually one of these devotees that was one of these seekers who was looking for a quiet life. I was on my way to New Vrindavan for simple living and high thinking, because I was attracted to that principle that I heard about from Srila Prabhupada. But somehow or other, I got caught up in the wave of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and I have to say, they were the happiest days of my life. It was years where we went out every single day trying to distribute this literature. So this verse is a very powerful verse that I've chosen because this prayer of Pallad Maharaj, we know that everyone is suffering in the material world. You've got the three miseries, Adi Bhotik, Adi Daivik, Adi Apik. So whatever position someone is in, whatever stage of life they're in, they're going to experience some suffering. It's just inevitable. You know, even people who are highly successful in life, they're going to experience suffering. We've seen it. We see it. We talk to people. We hear their suffering. You know, that's one of the things we do is we listen to people that come. Either we meet them on the street or door to door, and they just open up. Somehow they just open up to devotees about everything that they're going through. So, you know, people invest so much time and energy into trying to enjoy material life. And then at the end of their life, towards the end of their lives, they feel a little bit let down because all the effort that they put in isn't giving back all the return that they invested. And so they try very hard to try and squeeze out some enjoyment. So people retire, they retire early, they may go abroad, they may try to, you know, they learn ballroom dancing or they take up checkers or, you know, they try to, some people do that, they just try to enjoy the last years of their lives. But other people are, you know, open to the fact that life isn't all what it seemed to be and they're looking for something a little bit more. So they may take up some spiritual practice, they may take up yoga, they may go on a retreat, or some people even do get a little bit more into religion, but at the end of the day, they don't really immerse themselves, they just kind of dip in and out and carry on with their lives. Those are people that we can catch, though.
Those are ripe fruits. That's Vaisheshika Prabhu talked about. Who came to Vaisheshika Prabhu's seminar yesterday? Live to Give seminar. Wasn't it wonderful? So, Vaisheshika Prabhu is someone who lives and breathes Sankirtan, book distribution, reaching out. So it's wonderfully inspiring to hear him, and also even more inspiring to watch him do his magic on the streets or door to door. But there are others, of course. It says in the Bhagavad Gita, among many thousands of men, manushanam sahasri tru kashchit yatati siddhaye, out of many thousands of men, one may be seeking self-realization or liberation, and they may choose to go to a quiet place, as I was. I actually had done Prabhupada mentions transcendental meditation here. So I had also done transcendental meditation, and it just wasn't very satisfying. I mean, I went with a friend, and we both, it was a little ceremony where we got a mantra, and it was supposed to be a very individual mantra that we got. And we had to offer some incense, and then when we weren't supposed to share our mantra, but we did. And it turned out that we both had the same mantra, so right away we were kind of disappointed. We thought, what? And it was just a very simple, Om Bhur or something very simple. So, yeah, but, so people, I was looking to go somewhere. I traveled abroad all the way to India. I didn't quite go into a cave, but people do. They go to a place where they can be quiet and meditate on the universe, try to be one with God, or, try to get in touch with their spiritual, they're looking for liberation. But Srila Prabhupada says in a lecture, actually on this verse, he said, this is just like oiling your own machine. So people who are just looking for their own self-interest, he said, it's like, let me look after my own affairs. Let me look after my own affairs. So it's better than looking for sense gratification. It's better than that. But it's selfish. It's just, looking after your own. So, Prahlad Maharaj, he's saying, not me. I don't want to be liberated alone while others suffer. So if we do things that attract God's grace, Krishna's grace, then we get the mercy. We get mercy. And mercy is much higher. It actually supersedes liberation. And when we get into that zone where we feel Krishna's mercy, we also get to reflect Krishna's compassion. We get into it's actually a direct byproduct. So we want self-realization, but we want to take others with us. So that's a higher principle than just wanting to be liberated yourself. The highest principle is what Srila Prabhupada says in the purport here is, I don't care if I'm in heaven or hell. I just want to serve. So reuniting souls to Krishna will lead to people's greatest happiness, and it's not only leads to their greatest happiness, but it will lead to our greatest happiness and purification, and it will also lead to our gurus, Srila Prabhupada's happiness as well. So it's a real win-win-win situation. It's a triple win. And book distribution is actually one of the easiest ways that we can do this. Simply by someone touching a book, you're reuniting them to Krishna. You're making a start in their spiritual life. So book distribution is very powerful. As Vaisheshika Prabhu said yesterday, it's high sadhana, right? So in our line, you may not feel compassion. Compassion is a tool that kind of takes us out there. Like we're saying, we don't want to be liberated alone. We want to help these people who are suffering. And Srila Prabhupada says they're suffering, but still they don't. He calls them kripana. They're suffering, but they still don't want to take to spiritual life. They don't want to hear always, you know. So we have to be very creative and think of how we can actually, you know, present Krishna consciousness, give them a book. But compassion is our tool, and compassion, if we don't feel compassion ourselves, we just need to serve someone, become a servant of a guru who has loads of compassion and who has more compassion than Srila Prabhupada. And then compassion will develop in us. We just have to serve Srila Prabhupada by making him happy, distributing these books, and then compassion will develop within us. So just like Srila Prabhupada, he was living in Vrindavan in the Radha Damodar temple in a very peaceful and quiet place. It was perfection. But he was preparing for something else. As we know, he told the devotees there that he was going to go to America, to the big city. And they were like, but Prabhupada, why are you going to go to the big city? You've got everything here. You've got perfection. And this is because Prabhupada understood that compassion is much higher than liberation, than moksha. Bringing others with him, he had a desire to do that. So, we can go off to the forest and we can pray for the souls. You know, we can go off to a secluded place, but compassion, it has to be centered on someone. It's about a relationship. It's about, you know, helping people. It's about seeing people suffering and helping them. So it's no good to go off, you know, in seclusion. We once heard of this Buddhist monk. He was in Spain, I think it was when we were on this, and he was meditating in a box, you know, just secluded in a box. So that's very well, but how does it help others? That's the thing. So compassion is our tool, and the qualities that are corollaries to compassion are tolerance and forgiveness. So these are byproducts or of compassion, that we are very tolerant of those that we are speaking to. So by going out and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, you are definitely pleasing Srila Prabhupada. And you know, I think when we used to go out on Sankirtan, that was probably our main drive. We really just wanted to please Srila Prabhupada. We wanted to come in front of him and read our scores. We wanted our names to be in the Sankirtan newsletters, because we knew he would be reading them and he would be very pleased. And Srila Prabhupada is right here. So we would love to come and please him and make him very happy by reading him our book scores. So I am going to just give you a few. I've got five B's. B being an action. B is for bhakti and B is for bliss. I can also do acronyms. But yeah, these are five B's, and these are just my own personal realizations, which I, as I say, many of you are fully aware of and apply these probably every day of your lives, but I'm just humbly sharing a few things here about success in book distribution. So has everyone here been out on book distribution? Who has never been on book distribution? So everyone in this room has been out on book distribution. Woo! Fantastic. Okay. So the first one, and you probably realize this is about being brave. So it is very scary to go out. It can be very scary. But was Srila Prabhupada very brave when he stepped on board the Jaladuta ship? He was very brave. I mean, that was a big, big step, you know, leaving Vrindavan, leaving everything he knew that was familiar to him. He was very, very brave. Were great saints like Tribhuvanath Prabhu and Bhakti Tirtha Swami, were they very brave when they went over to the Eastern Bloc, that was before communist bloc, or to the Middle Eastern countries where, you know, distributing books, you could be persecuted? Were they very, very brave to do that? Yes, they were very brave to do that. To go someplace where no one had been before, where it was, you know, highly contentious to distribute religious literature. And were the devotees here in the UK very brave when they went out on the streets day after day, being arrested countless times? I mean, I don't even know how many times the devotees here were arrested here in the UK, but it was practically every day, and then they would go out again next day. Were they very brave to do that? Yes, they were. And were the devotees in Armenia, were they very brave? They not only had to handwrite the books, but they had to, they handwrote them, and then they had to secretly distribute them. And then when they got caught, they would be put in prison, and they would have to make japa beads out of bread, because that was the only food that they had, and that was the only means that they could chant on beads. Were they very brave? My goodness. If you've read that book, Salted Bread, it's very shocking, inspiring, all at the same time. So what we have to be brave, but see, the devotees that have paved the way here in the UK for book distribution to be so free and easy. I mean, there's no real threat out there other than maybe losing your false ego. But it's not like you're not going to be arrested. Somebody may be a little bit rude to you. But when we think of devotees, Srila Prabhupada and the devotees of the past and what they went through in order to distribute books, we have it really easy. So we've got nothing to lose. We've got only everything to gain by at least trying, being brave, stepping out there, trying. It doesn't have to be the street. It doesn't have to be the street. There are so many ways by which we can. It used to only be the streets. But, you know, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But, so that was my first point, was putting yourself in the hands of Krishna. Just go out there. Okay, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, I surrender unto you. And I think that's what Srila Prabhupada did when he stepped on the Jaladuta, didn't he? He put his heart, his hand, his soul completely in the hands of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, fulfilling his order. And this is Srila Prabhupada's order, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books. This is his ammunition, you know, for the revolution of the world. So it's okay to take a risk, but the point is, I mean, it's great to take a risk, but the point is, there's not many risks here in the UK, isn't it, Vishwambarprabhu? It's relatively quite easy, you know, whereas in the past it wasn't. So the second point is about being determined. Srila Prabhupada was so determined to translate the Srimad Bhagavatam that even on his deathbed, he was still translating the Srimad Bhagavatam for the benefit of society. How determined is that? He says in the beginning of the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, he said it was a Herculean task. Herculean, that's a huge, you know, it's a huge task. And Srila Prabhupada, he didn't have much time. So he set himself goals, and sometimes he was also on a marathon, like with the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or, you know, just, he set himself goals. So it's okay to have goals. Like, we had quotas. You don't probably have quotas now. Do the devotees have quotas? We used to have a quota. We had to distribute so many books a day, and we had to collect so much money a day. Lakshmi points, book points. I mean, at one point, my quota was 500 Krishna books, because we had so many books, and we had to get them out, and we were competing against all the temples around the world. And so I would just go out and pray. I would always chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Because how could we do this alone? We pray for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, pray to be an instrument in his service, pray that we could meet some beautiful souls, you know, to distribute this literature to. We would meditate on the Parampara, watching our Sankirtan activities from above, showering flowers on us. And between every person, we would chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And we would, you know, I personally set myself a goal. So, I mean, Srila Prabhupada does say it doesn't matter about the numbers of books you distribute. It matters about the sincerity. But it's also okay to have goals. Like, I personally set myself a goal because I'm a very goal-oriented person. So I would say, I want to distribute this many books today. Please, Krishna, make me an instrument in your service. And we would stay out, you know, until somehow or other, you know, Krishna would reciprocate in ways which were incredible. So, you know, just having determination to see something through, and it doesn't in the end matter. Like Srila Prabhupada developed the Back to Godhead magazine, and they would distribute that from the Gaudiya Math, and they would sell it, I think, for one paisa for each Back to Godhead. And if a person went out and sold even 5 Back to Godhead magazines, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta would see that as great preaching. He'd be so, so pleased. So it doesn't in the end matter how many books you do. Srila Prabhupada himself went shop to shop in Delhi in the blazing heat, you know, trying to distribute. It's the sincerity, and Krishna will reciprocate with you, though. It's a yajna, the Sankirtan yajna. And when you go out with determination to please your Guru Maharaj and to distribute whatever, even if it's 1 book or 2 books or 5 books or 500 books, Krishna will reciprocate with you in ways that you can't even fathom. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we would see all the spirit souls, like when we worked in the airport, all the people would be coming out from the gates, you know, like hundreds of them coming at us. And there were like maybe 5 or 6 devotees just kind of waiting. We were all waiting, poised with our book bags. And we would just be praying. And then we would see who would be caught in Lord Chaitanya's net of mercy, you know, because you would pick off, you know, or whatever, the ripe fruits, as Vaisheshika Prabhu said. Or on the streets of London, you know, there are hundreds of people going down Oxford Street, or my spot was Westminster. I used to love it by the House of Parliament there. But similarly, you know, we would just go from one person to another, and you get in the flow. I mean, yesterday we were practicing some Sankirtan techniques, and some of the devotees we were talking to, they were feeling very nervous about saying the lines and all that. And I said, you know, you just have to practice, and you just have to do it. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gorni Thai Ki, Jai Hari Bol. And it starts to flow. It starts to flow. And when it does flow, and I know many of you who have been in the flow, when you get in the flow, it's pure nectar, isn't it? Because you actually feel that it's not you doing it. You actually feel that Krishna is channeling through you, and it's an incredible experience. So number 3, that is about be brave, be determined. And in being determined, just expect the unexpected. Like, go out determined to just do it and just see what comes your way. So expect the unexpected. Number 3 is about being patient. I think somebody asked a question yesterday about we could be out for a long time and not having much success. And we all have days like that. But sometimes you just are determined to stay out there, to stand your ground, to keep trying. And all of a sudden Krishna sends you know, a most amazing person who says, this is just what I've been looking for, right? And we've had that experience, isn't it? Where you just come across that sweet soul who is actually just ready and ripe and just wanting to connect with this book. I mean, you have to realize that you have a lot of power in your hands. These books are very, very powerful. Whatever books they are that you're distributing, they're very powerful. And the devotee who is an instrument of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. Because, you know, it's a very powerful thing. You're actually intercepting someone's life from their suffering, from wherever they're at in their life, you're intercepting with this divine and most powerful knowledge. Srila Prabhupada says, he says in a lecture to this verse, he said the devotee has to be convinced that actually Krishna consciousness is the only way to be happy. So you need to be convinced of that. So, be patient. Look at Srila Prabhupada's patience. You know, he came to America and, he had nothing. And just very patiently, you know, chanting Hare Krishna in the park or, you know, and then just look what came because of his patience, his sincerity, his devotion, and his purity. Number four is about being creative and intelligent. Krishna gives us the intelligence to distribute books. And, well, wherever anyone is in life, like I know yesterday Vaisheshika Prabhu was saying, we asked someone what they do, and then he showed them a picture in the Bhagavad Gita and said, oh, this person used to be. But what we used to do is we used to ask someone, what sort of work do you do? And whatever they said, because, you know, the books are all, they encompass all fields of knowledge, don't they, the Vedas? So whatever they said, if they said we're a teacher, they say, oh, well, these books teach you the highest wisdom. Or if they said they're a lawyer, they say, well, these books have all the laws for mankind. And if they say something like they're an IT, people today, they didn't say that then because they didn't have IT then. As a matter of fact, we had the first computer at the BBEL because later on my husband and I used to collect the names from people who would write in from the books saying that they want more information. So we had the first computer. This is a side note, by the way. But we had the first computer, IBM, and I still have the receipt. It was, and we put a database on there, very simple database. And guess how much that computer cost, that first big, the big screen IBM computer? £4,500. And we paid for that through our collections, but what you'd get for £4,500 today. And it was like a big, you know, monster of a thing, you know, I mean, you couldn't do anything with that today. But, people say they're into IT, you say, well, these books can help you to analyze life or whatever you could come up with because, you know, you're clever and Krishna gives you the intelligence. Not only to, you know, say the right things, but also to think of innovative ways. We like to be innovative in ways that we can actually broadcast. We can distribute these books. We all started out on the street. That's how we started out. But then devotees started going to festivals. We went to football matches. We went to concerts here in London. We used to go to some of the big concerts and we went to agricultural shows. I remember we went to the Royal Agricultural Show, and it was some big one up in the Midlands. And we were Sankirtan devotees, but we wanted to have a prasadam stall. So we wanted to distribute books and have prasadam. So we did this little chevda, like mumra, you know, puffed rice. And they were very posh kind of people, and they would come up and they go, ew, this looks like, what do they say? This looks like maggots or something. But anyway, so we went everywhere and, you know, we thought of ways, creative ways by which we could get into these places or we worked the car parks. So actually in the early days, and I don't know if it's like that now, but I still do this, is we carried a book wherever we went. Wherever we went, if we were traveling on a plane and we were getting petrol, we always had a book at hand so we could always distribute a book. So the last one is be generous. We are, Vaisheshika Prabhu said, agents of mercy and ambassadors of goodwill. So we need to be generous with everything that we've been given. If we have so much gratitude for everything that Srila Prabhupada has given us in the life of bhakti, so many things, the community, association, friendship, love, spiritual practice, prasadam, we can go on and on and on because it's unlimited. So if we can tap into that and give that out to others, then that is the highest thing, isn't it? You know, Krishna has unlimited love for us. And every day when we chant our japa, you know, we try to zone in and connect to Krishna in the heart. And when we make that connection, then we also develop unfathomless love that we can share with each other and also to the greater community. So, we want to try and unlock the treasure house of Lord Chaitanya's storehouse of mercy. And we need to be generous with that. And I think probably every devotee in this room has had an experience in coming to Krishna consciousness of coming into contact with one of Srila Prabhupada's books. Is it true? Yeah, it's very true. So this is the power of book distribution. I wanted to read this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's so powerful. It's the song from the gopis from 10th canto, chapter 31, verse 9. And I think Srila Bhakti Charu Maharaj has sung this. Tavakatam ritam tapta jivanam kavibir idnam kalma sapaham shravanamangalam srimadatatam Bhuvi grinanti e buri dajana. Now listen to this translation. It's so beautiful and it's so encouraging for us to get out and distribute books. It says, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So I think we all want to, you know, take that on board and, get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. This is also really wonderful, Srila Prabhupada, because I was listening to a lecture on this same verse, and it was in Delhi, 1976, and Srila Prabhupada said, so this is the mission of a high-class Vaishnava, how to preach Krishna consciousness among the suffering humanity. And this is the purport of this verse said by Prahlad Maharaj, and we are following the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. Never mind if it is imperfectly done. We must execute the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. I may not be very expert in delivering the message of Krishna, but my duty is try to my best capacity how to distribute this knowledge to the suffering humanity. So let us try to our best capacity. Let us try to relieve the suffering of, especially as Kali Yuga is progressing, we can see that suffering is growing at a very high rate. Mental illness is growing at a very high rate. Divorce, so many things are growing increasingly very, very fast. So let us try to our best capacity to distribute these books, distribute this knowledge. Just want to say one last thing, and it's something we've been meditating on. So I wasn't here in 1976 when Srila Prabhupada last visited. I was actually in Chicago, and we were waiting for Srila Prabhupada to come to Chicago. He wasn't well, and he was making a final trip. What we didn't know was his final trip, but he was making a trip to visit the devotees around the world. Well, he stopped in London first, and he sat on this Vyasasan. And this was related to me by Amita Prabhu, who were trying to find the recording of this particular thing. But Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he sat there in front of all the devotees, sat in front of Srila Prabhupada at Srila Prabhupada's feet. And he said, Srila Prabhupada could have gone anywhere in the world, but he chose to come to London because the book distribution in London was incredible at the time. And he chose to come to London because of the wonderful book distribution that was going on. So that's just so beautiful. Of course, he never made it to Chicago, so we never got his darshan. He went back to Vrindavan because he wasn't well. So let's all take up this Sankirtan fever. It's not a fever that makes you ill. It's a fever that just makes you inspired, enthusiastic, empowered, incredibly wonderfully developing compassion. Let's take that up this marathon, and I wish you all success and whatever blessings I have, that you will go out and conquer. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So thank you for your attention, your kind attention and listening, and if anyone has any, have a couple minutes left, if there are any questions at all. Yes, Sutapa Prabhu. A story. Okay. Well, I didn't actually include, because I told a lot of stories last year, so I thought, I'm not going to repeat the same stories. But yeah, I mean, we would like to go to places where lots of people would congregate, and one of the things were concerts. So, we all know the Hammersmith Apollo because we had the 50th anniversary there for Radha Landaneshwara. So the Hammersmith Apollo had all the great big bands, rock bands at the time. And, people would be paying hundreds of pounds for the tickets. I mean, there'd be ticket touts outside. And so we had developed these little cards that said ITV ISKCON, like press passes. I think people wear lanyards now with like press passes. So we made up on our own these kind of semi-professional. We tried to make them as professional as we could to get into the concert. But we didn't go in the front door. It said ITV. ITV, of course, is a television station, but it also stands for ISKCON Television. So we went to the back of the stage door and we just knocked on the door. And we said, we just flashed our badge and went, press. And by Krishna's magic, right? It was all very magical because, security and all that. They said, oh, yeah, come in. So, it was me on my own, actually. I got in, but then I didn't know where to go because it was all these, rooms and, corridors. And I probably, it was Genesis, actually, the concert. It was Genesis. I should have probably knocked on the doors of one of the performers, but I wasn't that brave yet. I was brave enough to get in. And then I ended up on the stage, but of course, the people hadn't come yet. They were still all in the lobby, which is where I wanted to go to distribute the books. So I had to somehow climb down from the stage, climb through the, auditorium, and get to where the bar was, where all the people were mingling around, all the young people. And it was like sweet as anything. Everyone would say, well, they were drinking a bit as well. So, but they were all in such good spirits and full of anticipation. And, we rocked it. They came to a rock concert. We rocked it with the books. And I sold quite a few books that evening. I can't remember actually how I got out. I think I went out through the front door. Didn't stay for the concert. So that was just one of the wonderful adventures. I mean, Sankirtan is just a huge adventure, isn't it, Vishwambhara Prabhu? As you say, you don't know who you're going to meet, what situation you're going to get into. Who's gonna, invite you in, it's actually when you get into the zone and you experience the magic and the Sankirtan, isn't it, Sutapa Prabhu? I'm sure you've got a good loads of stories to tell, but you do experience this incredible magic where you know something. It's a very mystical thing. It's not just about you. It's not about you at all. You're just, just an emissary, trying to, and Krishna's in control, Lord Chaitanya's in control, and it's just really wonderful. We want you all to experience that. And I know many of you have experienced that. So, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Winter, Srila Prabhupada's Winter Marathon 2021. Ki Jai. Hari Hari Bol.